Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fisher Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Powell, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is Scanners, the Achilles Heel, Part 2. Okay, it's been about 24 hours since I released Part 1, and I have to say the response has been tremendous. Fisher Revolution had its second largest day ever yesterday. Twitter's been abuzz, and I've received emails from photographers from all over the world saying they think this is a great idea. So today I decided to kick it up another notch. I went to RIT, and I have friends also at SCAD. These are both, you know, world-recognized photographic institutions, and I decided to contact them today and say, I think this is something that you should let your students know about. I think this is something that directly affects their future possibilities as photographers. I mean, whether or not a male or female student ever picks up a film camera and does hybrid photography, it's his or her choice. But isn't it nice that they're going to have that choice? Isn't it nice that they're going to have that option? And it's going to be an affordable option. So, you know, I asked that if you went to a photographic institution or have some sort of relationship with the photographic institution, be sure to pass this information along to them and ask them to have their students email and Twitter this, because the more people involved, the better it's going to be for everybody. Additionally, I want to talk about why I've sort of singled out Eastman Kodak for this particular sort of mission. And the reason is that I feel that they are the one company who really has the capabilities of doing this right now. I've been to Eastman Kodak. I have no relationship with them in terms of, you know, businesses or anything like that, but I've been to their facilities. I've looked at what they're capable of doing. I've looked at their history. This just makes total sense. And it also makes sense from a financial standpoint, because the more people who are scanning film, those are all more people buying film. It's a benefit all the way around. So for companies like Eastman Kodak, this is just a win-win. But additionally, there's another whole market out there that I thought about today who also benefits from this and who also should be 100% behind this. And that is any company who makes digital printers, digital paper, and ink. Because there's this entire untapped market of hundreds of thousands of photographers who would love to be making high quality, larger digital prints, but right now who don't have the ability. If right now the only thing that you sort of see as a high quality film scan is that scan you get from a 1 hour lab that allows you to make a 5x7, wait till you see what a real high quality film scan looks like. Wait till you see, you know, your family photos and your vacation photos and your art photography. Not printed 5x7, but printed 8x10, 11x14, 16x20. This translates, of course, into more paper sales, more ink sales, more printer sales. Once again, everybody wins. You know, all you have to do is go on websites like Flickr, and you can see that there are hundreds of thousands of photographers on Flickr that are shooting film and that are scanning. Yet, if you look a little closer, you can see the one thing that all of them talk about as a difficulty is scanning. They talk about how they can't get good quality scans or how scanners cost too much money. This would solve the problem. This brings back into the fold all those disenfranchised photographers who feel that digital has sort of left them out. This makes photography bigger. This makes photography sort of the big tent. You know, the idea that you can shoot digital, you can shoot film, you can be hybrid, and all that makes sense. All of that is sustainable. For over the last 2 years, I've been writing countless articles here on Fisher Revolution, promoting the hybrid workflow, promoting the future of film, promoting a sustainable future for photography. And I think that this might be that sort of holy grail. This might be sort of that thing that ties all of it together, because everybody benefits. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.